town girl living in a lonely world.
That's pretty good.
You took the midnight train going anywhere.
You're right there, dude. Right there.
Just a, hey, welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I am singer, comedian, and internet slut Andrea Allen.
And I'm Lizzie Cassidy. And joining us today, from the Are You Garbage podcast and, dare I say, friend in real life, Toby McMullen, everybody.
What's up?
Toby McScruffin.
Thanks for having me. I was, you know, I look horrible in hats generally, but dare I say, I look fucking sick.
I love, this is your look.
I'm stoked.
This feels right. We found your look.
The red lenses are jarring.
I know.
I really feel like I'm in hell.
I know. They're interesting for vibes, aren't they?
I was affecting my hearing. It's like, it's making this sense worse and also other senses.
Toby just hears.
Yeah,
the red lenses do feel like in a movie when a bomb went off.
Yeah,
it's like being in Apocalypse Now.
In Saving Private Ryan.
Good. It's good to throw your guest off.
That's what we love here.
And then you can get them to say things they normally wouldn't.
We're here to give you a seizure. It's the end game.
We're hoping at some point on the podcast you'll have a seizure.
Hey,
Toby, God, that'd be so good for us.
Do a little like, hey, Toby, what do you think about race? And then he's...
I love seizure humor.
If you want to see that visual gag we just did.
I love faking a seizure.
Ugh, just for attention.
I love attention and I love faking seizures.
Well, let's talk. Let's jump right into our first Respectfully segment. I think you're going to love this one.
I think you're going to like this.
Yes.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
That's right.
Lizzie, do you want to take us
away?
Sure.
Respectfully, if I come to you with good shit talk and you hit me with I don't gossip, I'll kill you.
Go.
How dare
yourself.
You? I don't gossip, people.
How can you not?
How can you not?
It's my lifeblood.
There are so few things we have.
Mm-hmm.
There are so few things that are purely enjoyable and purely for us. And you're going to take one away from me but just to act like you're a good person?
Well,
how dare you?
Here's the thing. I will say, addendum, there are people that are like pure hearts. Like Dylan Adler, for example, friend of the pod, friend of ours. I think he's just a nice person.
Sure.
But most people in
sounds like
industry,
an inventor from the 20s. Dylan Adler invented the incandescent bulb.
He's a beautiful soul, but there are so few. The rest of us are rats. So if you're not gossiping, it's because you're doing some rat stuff right now.
Yeah.
And I don't like
people
it.
People who don't gossip are people who look at the world like, you never know who's going to be successful.
Yes.
Oh, my. Yeah. And because. Which is a weasel move.
Yeah,
because
it's all about you, and you don't want to step any. No. Let's get together. Let's smoke some cigs. Let's really do some trash. You know who stinks.
You know who stinks. My favorite conversation starter.
Oh.
I remember one time you came up to me at a show and you were like, "You know who I fucking hate?" And then you said a name, and I was like, I hate that guy too. And then that guy showed up
and
we got to both just be like, look at this fucking guy stinking on ice.
Doing a lot, dude. Stinking on ice.
Yeah.
I love stinks on ice. Stinks on ice is so good.
I don't think I say anything more than stinks on ice.
Stinks on ice is the best. Yeah, and then we did a whole lot of just get a load of this guy.
And that's the best.
Oh, it's good.
When you set up the shit talk and then the person shows up and you can just look between people.
But sometimes you do get a little oopsie where you really trash somebody, you get to know them, and you're like, I like him. Called that wrong.
That happened with us.
Oh, yeah?
We had a shared enemy. I can't say who it is, but I think you'll figure it out.
I know who it is.
We had a guy we hated.
Yeah.
And then we got to know him, and now we're like, I don't know. I think he's kind of great.
Well, he has...
That man was R. Kelly.
And that man was Michael Jackson.
I mean, he also has dead eyes, which can be perceived as, like, predator from women. Also, here's the thing, too. Women gossip to, like, keep the rapist circuit alive.
Yeah,
like,
women have...
We know who the rapist is in the room.
Women have evolved to gossip.
Yeah.
Of course.
Women, when we were fucking cavemen picking berries, we were going... hey, you know who's a fucking asshole?
Yeah, this fucking guy.
Don't be alone in a cave with this guy, okay? Yeah, he'll snatch your loincloth right off.
And sometimes people are like, people who are up to no good don't like when you say something on Twitter or in social media, which I understand, like, unfounded stuff. But if someone fucking stinks on ice and is a piece of shit and someone has the courage to be like,
I know,
hey, check out this fucking jerk off.
I know.
No, you're a hero to
disagree.
Me.
Disagree. Okay. Keep it in house. Keep that shit offline. Like,
I think it depends on what the thing is.
Yeah, if you're like, this guy killed a guy, sure.
Yeah.
Or did someone say, but this guy's kind of a dick, or not this guy's kind of a dick. It's like,
that.
Come on,
not
what are we
that.
Doing?
That's lame and takes away from the cause.
But yeah, come on.
Not that, but like a real bad guy. I also love a chaos agent to like watch them from afar being like, check out this fucking a good thread where people are arguing.
Or like one of my friends.
Oh, I can't stand it. I've completely divorced myself. My internet consumption right now is so sick, dude. I have no hate watches. I got nothing.
What?
I don't want, because I couldn't do
you
it anymore.
You think you're better than me?
I know
you
I'm
think
better
you're
than
better
you.
Than
my
me?
Algorithm
you
is
come into
choice.
My house and you do exactly what we just fucking said. You said my internet consumption is all positive thinking. I say I want to see a world burn and you go, I'm actually doing great.
I'm peaceful.
I got no news. My goal for this election cycle is to see nothing.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Let's go.
Here's what I'll say. Some of us are too old to cut ourselves, so we need to hate watch on the internet to feel.
We're also both sober. Do you drink?
No.
Okay, so because I
you
feel
guys
like
really have all my vices right in eye view.
Yeah.
Lizzie's got the vape, which I just stopped. You got the booze right here. It's really staring me down.
I didn't know you stopped vaping.
Dude, it
you should have warned
stinks
me.
Stinks on ice.
Yeah, I'm never going to stop. I'm going to die with this thing in my hand.
Yeah. You think you're better than me? Oh, you're not going to do Twitter?
No, I'm not a rye guy, honestly.
Oh, whatever.
If you had some vodka and some Mountain Dew, I'd really be hyped.
Loser. I didn't know we booked a loser on the podcast.
So quickly on the vape thing, I'm so fucking addicted to this thing.
It's bad.
Last night I had sex, and after we had sex, I said to the guy, I was like, did I have my vape in my hand the whole time? And he went, yeah.
Wow.
You're such a
junkie.
Didn't
even notice. I wasn't hitting it, but it was in my hand the whole time.
Okay, but like, you know, sexy French ladies from the 60s. I can
imagine them
like having a cig while they're getting their box munch.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
I was also in a position where my hands weren't in use.
Mm. Yeah, if you see what.
Okay.
If you're smelling what I'm stepping in.
Yeah.
I was doing some real low effort missionary.
doing our favorite position.
I do love low effort missionary though.
Yeah, you all do.
On top missionary, one of our favorite, most legendary.
Do you know about On Top Missionary?
You hit me to it, yeah.
I did.
Yeah, where
wow,
you just
I
where you
about
just
this a lot.
You just give up.
You where you bow like a ship that's sinking. So On Top Missionary for the audience is when some guy is like, why don't you get on top? And
you
mind,
don't like
you go,
him enough to try hard. You have to not like him enough to try hard.
Yes. And then you
and then
start
you lean,
vertical.
And then you
then
lean forward.
If it was a yoga pose, it'd be the sleepy hippo.
Yeah. Everything's hanging
it'd
out.
It'd be the boulder.
Yeah.
You're just staying still.
I mean, also, to circle back to people who don't gossip, I think it's akin to when you ask to order fries for the table and someone's like, I'm going to get a salad.
That's my respectfully.
Fuck you.
That's your respectfully?
It's in the French fry world.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, we really cover everything.
I want to be a fucking pig. Why won't you be a pig with me? Are you my friend?
Get in the fucking
trough. Yeah.
And be a pig with me. Let's roll around in mud, dude.
Yeah. Have you guys ever brought up someone who you think stinks and another person is like, actually, that's a close friend of mine?
Yes.
There's nothing worse
it
than
happens
that
to me pretty often.
Yeah.
Because I think, actually, it happened to me with the person that we both think stinks.
Which is why I think he stinks.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's so one of the reasons why I think he stinks.
Yeah.
Because all of those people who go, oh, actually, he's my friend, if I poke a little bit, if I go a little bit like, yeah, but don't you think he's kind of, they go, an asshole? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's the opposite. He was talking shit about one of my boys. And I was like, nay, 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 my friend.
No.
But it was in a way that was like climbery. This dude's ahead of us. So it was like, he was like, fuck this guy. It's like, no, that guy's awesome. You're wrong here.
Yeah, that guy rips.
You're just petty and jealous and a loser. Yeah, that's another thing. There's shit talkers who are losers, and you don't want to be associated with that.
It's true.
That's
slippery.
And listen, I recognize the double standard we're presenting here.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit.
This is a podcast built on hypocrisy.
Yeah, fuck it.
Here's the thing. The one time I'll hit someone with an I don't gossip is if the person trying to gossip with me is a loser.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you're doing this for the wrong reasons.
Yep. Yeah.
You're doing this out of petty bitterness and jealousy, mm-hmm. and you're doing it because you have nothing. I'm doing it.
On some personal, yeah. this guy stinks.
Yeah, yeah. And also because it feels good.
It feels better than anything.
And it's also the best way to make a friend.
Yeah.
If you go, this guy stinks to someone, and they go, oh, he stinks.
Yeah.
Now, like, you're invited to my wedding.
Yep. Right?
Or if you say this guy stinks, and someone's like, I don't know, and then 6 months later, they're like, you were right, he stinks.
I've got an Instagram message.
Yeah.
I've gotten Instagram messages that are like, hey, remember 6 months ago when you told me this guy stinks? Confirmed stink.
Yeah.
It's an incredible.
That's the best feeling. I love being right. You and I have an uncanny ability to spot a stinker from a mile away.
Yep.
Someone will like move to New York or like enter our social circle in a way, and Andrea and I will go, hey, everybody, just so you know, guy fucking stinks. And people go, no,
yeah,
come on, blah, blah, blah. And then 6 months later, they go, raped six ladies. Can you believe? Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I knew it. I smelled it on him.
I'm a human rape whistle. What are you talking about? I am the fucking unofficial HR of comedy when it comes to rape stuff. I didn't ask for
me
the
too.
Job,
people
but...
people are sending me messages all the time.
Yeah, so it's a hard burden to carry.
Yeah, but it is awesome to be right all the time.
You guys are like the Doppler rapedar.
Yeah, we really are.
Predicting.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a storm coming. There is a storm about to hit the Brooklyn comedy scene. Shelter in place.
And it's a male feminist.
And he's wearing rings and his nails are painted and you're going to fucking fall for it.
And he's non-binary, but boy is he a man in the bedroom.
And he's non-binary, but boy is he not.
Yeah. Boy is he just a guy using his identity as a fucking shield.
Also, just like regular shit talk, not like actual... bad person, rape stuff, like bottom, regular level shit talk is one of the best outlets that you can have. It's like, it's truly like if you're like holding in a fart at like a boy's house and then you go to the bathroom and you fart, it's the same feeling.
There's also like, it's talking to comedians is where you can say the worst shit imaginable. Yeah. And it's so good and free. And we've talked about this recently. When someone lifts like a bit or something real freaky nasty that you said and puts it, I will agree with you on this, like puts it as their own joke or their own observation online. I'm like, you little rat.
This happened to me. Yeah. I'll talk about it.
Yeah, say it.
I said something to someone in a closed comedian circle.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing closed comedian talk now.
Yeah.
Which is sacred.
Yeah.
And something that should not be repeated outside of these walls. And some little rat decided to make a TikTok where they were like, so I was talking to some comedians and this girl said, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'll fucking kill you I'll and your you. Whole family.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And then I had to run into her and I was like, I can never talk to you again because you're a weasel and you snitch.
Let me tell you, that's whack. Hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that stinks.
That's a nightmare. I mean, are we doing that on this podcast right now? A little bit.
A little bit. I have an egregious, not content based, but I had someone pull an egregious move one time that really sticks with me.
What do we got?
All right, we're at a baseball game watching the Cubbies in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm. I can smell it.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
I'm there.
It was a little cold early in the season.
A little nippy.
We're sitting there. We're watching the game. It's me and another comic who I did some featuring for. And that weekend at the old Zanies, Old Town.
Heard of her.
And... mm-hmm. He stands up and goes, I'm going to get some food. You hungry? And I was like, yeah, I could eat. And he goes, I'll go get something. And then when I get back, you go get something. And I was like, what is this?
Now that's I'm doing a chore?
Come on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Also, I'm featuring for you.
I don't care about that. But the point was, just be like, hey, I'm going to go grab some food. Just don't ask me if
I'm
hungry.
Don't ask me if I want anything.
Because that implies I'll grab you something.
I know.
Yeah.
And I love grabbing something for someone, by the way.
Me too.
Big fan of the grab. You guys got grab me the coffee.
I love
Thank
grabbing
you so much.
I brought candy to the podcast. I love bringing a treat to my friends.
But wait, at a baseball game, though, that's a different thing.
I agree.
Because you got stands in different places.
Okay.
I mean, it's not just like going to, up to the buffet.
Wait, is this in defense of this guy?
I think it is.
You should fire your producer.
Are you telling us that you're about to eat a salad right now,
guys? I want this man's job. Yeah.
Are you being all of a salad guy right now in my face?
I get it a little bit.
But Mike, I disagree because this guy could have easily gone, I'm going to get a hot dog. Do you want a hot dog?
Yeah.
You can just get two hot dogs.
You're right. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
I went to an NFL game the other day. I said to the whole gang, I was like, I'm going to get a hot chocolate and a hot dog. Does anyone want a pretzel or a soda? Because that's what they sell at that stand.
Right. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. That's
and then also,
the homie,
I'll
dude.
Always be this guy and with all the bevs in my hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys do lower thirds, yours should say Mike, producer / cheap bastard.
not cheap. I just understand the lay of the land at the ballpark. I support Lizzie's point. I think that's the right
snake
point.
Scumbag.
If you're going to a specific stand, if you're going to get hot dogs specifically, then you should say, do you want a hot dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the you premise that pig. You don't want to wait in two lines.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I would never be but like, also, chicken tenders.
That's
give me
thing,
what you're
Toby
getting.
Toby would never say chicken tenders if the guy was going to hot dogs.
Have you guys ever caught someone gossiping about you?
Yes.
It is. It's also incredible in a very different
I'll
way.
I'll say this, and I don't know if people will agree with me on this. I love when people gossip about me.
Yeah.
I love attention and I love being on your mind. I don't care if it's bad. I love people talking about me when I'm not around.
That's
I think it's fucking awesome.
Twisted.
Yeah. No, I'm a sick puppy, dude.
Oh, okay, but I agree with you unless they're talking about my appearance.
Yeah, that's
if it's
tough.
A group of men being like
if
that.
If it's a group of men being like, if I walked in on a group of men being like, I would never fuck that dog-faced pig and kill myself.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh my god. Did you see her haircut?
Yeah. If
someone... it was cute.
Yeah.
Is it that you guys like it? Is that what you were gonna say?
Is that you wouldn't fuck me to live, then I would kill myself.
Oh my god. Yeah. Imagine if you overheard people saying they wouldn't fuck you to save your life.
You'd be so dumb.
Oh, that would be tough.
What I like about catching people gossip about you is you get to be a self-righteous bitch. And
yeah,
that is really
feeling.
Nice. Like, I like the whole victim
being
thing.
Right
everyone
feels good no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to be like, I'm right because technically gossip is wrong.
Yes, even though I do it all the time.
Even though everything they said was true.
Dude, when I was 16, I walked out. I was, you know, all my high school buddies chilling in a room, having a nice hang.
Yeah.
Literally walked out of the room. I was like, all right, I got to go, guys. Walked out of the room like... Killed it.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Man, I am tight at hanging.
Yeah.
And I heard all of them immediately be like, fuck that guy, huh?
That's how I caught them too. High school, yeah.
You know what's
brutal.
Yeah. You know what's
high school's
peek,
tough.
You want to peek into my inner psyche? I do this thing when if I'm on the phone with someone and they say goodbye to me, but they're like, if they're doing something like with their hands, so I'm the one who has to hang up.
Wait, don't
I hang
you?
Up so fast because I don't want to hear them go, ugh.
Yes.
That'll break me. Someone I like just going,
oh god.
Have you
but we get it. You're going through
god.
A breakup.
We've heard about it. Blah blah blah. Everyone you love dies. Get over it.
Have you ever talked shit about someone so hard that you put your phone on airplane
yes.
mode?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I always take the phone. You know I'm about to drop some wild shit.
Yeah.
If I go, I gotta tell you something. Hold on, let me just do this.
You check everyone for a wire.
And that's gonna be something viciously mean about someone I love.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
someone
yeah.
close
because
to
if they're in my phone like that, where I might accidentally call them, it's someone like if you've ever like been newly dating someone and you have to tell your friend about like a weird thing they do in bed, that's phone on airplane.
Yeah,
mode.
Yeah. Big time.
That's gotta be phone on airplane.
In the other room.
Just toss your phone into a Faraday box, let it rip, dude.
I also think that I'm okay with a friend purging a vicious thing about me if they need to get it out of their system.
I agree. I think
I'm
gossip
fine
is
with
good
it.
And makes friendships last longer.
Yeah.
Especially if you were gossiping about me to your fiance, go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that means that you're not going to like resent me for whatever the thing is. You're just getting it out of your
get
face.
Get the evil out.
Get it out, dude.
Yeah.
Let it rip. I love that.
I also know what's annoying about me. Sorry, go ahead.
I will say the other day I was like, you know, I've been doing too much negativity.
Mm-hmm.
I've been when you spew.
I got off Twitter.
When you
I don't have any anything. I'm on my. I quit vaping.
Are
I'm
you doing gratitudes
guy.
Right now? You fucking pussy.
never got on Twitter.
Okay. Me neither, actually, to be honest. I'm more of an Instagram private stories guy, but go on.
So I was like, I need to chill on this. Like, I'm spewing too much negativity. Then that's coming back on me, and I'm judging myself too harshly.
Sure,
like, I'm fairly unhappy right now, whatever, right? And I got in that headspace as my buddies were, like, really doing some trashing. And I was like, I'm going to stay out of it. I'm just going to go on my phone, like, whatever. And then they switched topics to someone else. And I was like, you know what's about that guy?
You lasted fucking 10 minutes.
Oh,
you
man.
You can only do it for so long.
I got no self-control.
Yeah. It's so hard.
Also, if you don't drink, you don't. I don't smoke weed. Me I got nothing. I got fucking and I got being a shitty bitch. And
that's it.
That's what I'm
and
doing.
And sometimes food.
Yeah.
But even that one.
Well, food is not hitting. Can I get into my respectfully?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so this is a little localized for the listener, so I apologize for that. But you'll be able to relate and feel my outrage. When you get
I feel it.
Fries mm-hmm. in New York City from a corner store, bodega, sandwich shop,
totally.
Whatever, they don't fucking put salt on these fries.
Yes.
And it makes me want to put a pipe bomb inside of every building in this city.
I'll say this. I'm a New York City defender, loyalist. You'll have to pry this city from my cold, dead hands.
Yes,
me
are.
Too, dude. I love it here.
Yeah. And you are right about this one. It's tough. I don't know what's going on with it. But I will say this. In defense of the New York City bodega, you're not supposed to get the fries.
Yeah. Bodega fries
are. Fryer is right
there.
The fryer is right there. The fryer is.
You're supposed to get chips.
Right there.
Yeah.
Listen, I know it's right there, but it's not supposed to be used.
Listen, as someone who recently acquired a parasite, I definitely really push the agenda when it comes to food I shouldn't be getting, and I'm a bodega fries guy, and now I can't ship properly.
I'm sure
so,
this has been well treaded on this pod, but we gotta catch me up. How'd you get the parasite?
We don't know. Some dirty dog didn't wash their hands and made food.
Yeah, or a dirty dog, this guy, got food that I shouldn't be getting. I think you can't get a meal that you would have. You shouldn't get a meal that you would not get at like a fast food restaurant at a but I guess
oh
fries,
dude this yeah. this is such a pro move. One of the friends of the podcast who will be on eventually, comedian Maddie Ryan. I was at a diner with
Ryan.
Him. We love Maddie Ryan in this house.
Oh my god, this is the best.
I was at a diner with him and the server goes, he ordered a burger and the server goes, how do you want that cooked? And he goes, here, medium.
Right.
And then the server went to move on to the next person, and he goes, sorry, I'm going to have to stop you, boss. Medium well.
Yeah.
We gotta do if there's any pink, kill it.
Yeah.
And that's why Maddie's never had a parasite.
Yeah.
Damn.
Here, medium.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yes.
I think when you start doing bodega fries.
Fuck around, find out.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
You're going to have to eat an unsalty fry.
But also,
it was either, it's questionable shrimp or a butt.
Yeah. But
would you rather eat questionable shrimp or stranger butt?
Stranger butt.
I don't eat seafood,
Mike?
Dude.
Yeah.
He's going to say shrimp.
He's not getting
I've never
lunch.
Eaten ass before, but I don't want to
eat
more
shrimp. Virgin.
Yeah.
You virgin.
Producer / cheap bastard /
virgin.
All right, today's the day.
We're going to blindfold you and we're going to play shrimp or ass. We're going to give you questionable shrimp or Andrea's butthole.
We're going to crank it open and we don't know if I still got Giardia. So today's the day, baby.
Oh my God. Imagine getting a parasite from eating stranger butt. That's so embarrassing.
Imagine never eating butt.
Yeah.
I could never.
One time I ate this guy's ass in his fucking, I know, in his apartment that was like 90 degrees.
Oh,
because
you're
he like, and he was like holding his legs up like a baby. The whole thing was a nightmare.
That's the worst thing.
And then after we were done, he like wouldn't touch me. Like he was like completely ignoring me on his futon.
Yeah. You could just tell us that you fucked Mike.
I can't believe you did that thing I love. Yeah. What a dork.
So I left his house in the morning, and he worked for a little network that rhymes with Schmen BC.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a DVD of SNL auditions on his desk, so I fucking swiped it.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of phone calls from him that was like, I'm gonna lose my fucking job. I have to give that back. And I was like, sucks to suck. You should be nice to people who eat your butt.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't have held your ankles like a baby in front of me and then made me feel weird.
I did. If you think I'm the bad guy here, I did bring it to work, which was in his neighborhood, and offer to let him get it back, and he never came. So.
And you never came, also.
And I definitely never came.
Yeah.
God, imagine if you could come from eating butt.
I'd be a very happy woman.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd be so good at eating butt.
You live in Queens, right?
Yes.
I think you are a little bit more safe in, like, you live in Astoria.
Yes.
That's a good food bodega situation.
It's not.
Really?
It's not. Everyone says the food in Astoria is good. It's fine.
It's fine. There's like three places that are really good. There's a place called Seva. It's an Indian place that was Michelin recommended or had a star at some point or some shit. It's really fucking good.
Okay.
There's an Italian place that does homemade pasta that's pretty good.
Okay.
Which one is that?
Via Trenta.
Yeah, that place is good.
Yeah, that place is decent. And then one or two other spots. Pizza, mid. Sandwiches, mid.
Wow.
Hinamaru ramen is very good. Yeah. If you're in Astoria.
Yeah, there's some okay ramen spots. Best ramen's Ivan Ramen. But
everybody gets all wet for the Greek food. The best Greek food I've ever had was in Chinatown.
Yeah, I don't fuck with seafood, so it's no good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would way rather eat butt than shrimp, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you definitely munch butt.
I ate gas station sushi on more than one occasion. So you're talking to a real
I'm a gas station slash grocery store. I ate grocery store sushi last night.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. But the fries, also all the bodega chefs, they're all spicy.
Chefs is awesome.
All the bodega chefs have spices.
That's like when
it's a culture of spices. Why don't you throw some fucking salt on there?
That's like when I dated a guy who told me he was a chef, and then I went to
visit
him. Calling
him Arab by saying it's a culture of spices.
First of all, some of them are Hispanic. That's like when I dated a guy who told me he was a chef, and then I went halfway across the country to visit him, and he worked at a bagel place.
Yeah.
Chef.
Whoa, ooh, chef.
Folding a scallion into a cream cheese. Does not a chef make?
Yes, chef. Oh,
no, he's doing real pretentious shit. He's scooping the bagel out with a melon baller.
No, chef.
Oh, fuck that guy. You just have bad tattoos. You're not a chef.
I know. You can just be a guy with bad tattoos and have a regular job.
The amount of these fucking bad tattoo, not a chef guys that this bitch fucks is out of control.
Kind of my thing.
Oh, I was hanging with some mutual friends, one of whom I just met.
Yeah.
One of your lady friend of yours.
Yeah.
And we're hanging out and we're talking. I don't remember how it came up. Out of context, I'm realizing now this is going to sound horrific. But there was something about bad tattoos or something. And then you came up. And and it was something about, like, I can't remember what the context was. But then I said, oh, Lizzie will fuck anybody. And everyone, like, laughs, but your friend was, like, shocked and offended for you.
Oh, that's funny.
And was like, no. And I was like, well, yes. And also, I would say that right to her face.
Yeah, yeah. You did it right now on the podcast.
Yeah, we're goofing.
Yeah. I take no offense to that.
Why would you?
Yeah.
God, can I say this on a podcast? The bad tattoo?
Of course.
The worst
tattoo? Yeah.
I think it came up because you know this, probably. I fucked a guy with a belly rocker tattoo. Old English, across the belly. That said, the R word.
Now that's just good, clean
fun. Yeah. Thank you. I was like, he took his shirt off, and I was like, oh, so you're funny?
Yeah.
Great bit, my guy.
Yeah. And also, he had a bunch of learning disabilities, so I think it's okay.
Or you fucked a guy who did domestic violence, maybe a little
bit. Well, I've definitely fucked a guy who did domestic violence, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was the R word with a period after, which is interesting.
Oh, it was like definite.
Yeah.
And it wasn't R word ed.
Oh, sure.
You know, just R word period.
So was he identifying himself?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Big time.
Let's not tell him how to identify. Who are we? Who are we?
Who are we?
That's actually bigoted of us.
Who are we to take that away from him?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, gang, he goofed in and ghosted me. So Toby's right. Lizzie will fuck anybody.
Yeah, I'm glad we had a man on the podcast to finally fucking say that.
Yeah.
I believe I said that. I mean, have you seen her act?
Yeah. She's talking about fucking poets. It's insane.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, let's take a little break. And then, speaking of R word, we're going to go on to some... segments from TikTok that are really going to blow your weave
back.
Yeah,
we're going to, you know, Toby said he got his internet consumption down. We're going to shove it in his throat.
Let's go. I'm psyched. Yeah, waterboard me with some horrible videos.
We'll be right back. Well,
Motoran, what's your price for a flight? So that was less good than the first one. Welcome back.
And I think you did it last week.
Oh,
you?
Whoops.
No.
Damn, we're in reruns already?
Yeah. Mike, producer and call out queen.
producer snitch, non-budgeter.
Virgin call out queen.
Damn, goddamn narc.
Yeah. God, there's fucking cop over there.
God forbid I try to produce the show.
No, your job is vibe based. So we have this new segment, which we love. Lizzie and I send each other TikToks with no explanation, and the implication of it is I can't be alone with this.
I can't be the only one who's seen this horror.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I need you to hurt with me because this stinks on ice.
Yes, yes. So Lizzie's going to bring up her first character, I would say.
Yeah. It's
Before we get into this, I got to give a shout out. Great Instagram follow, FaveTikTok69. My homie Leia curates some real dog shit.
That's really good.
Some real pure, just it. I assume it's going to be a lot of this.
I like that a lot.
I love a garbage collector.
Just real cringe,
dude,
city.
Okay, so this is so cringe that I'm embarrassed that my algorithm gave it to me.
Sure.
And I like to think it's because they know that I like a hate watch.
Yeah.
But I do think it was fed to me like, you'll be into this, and that's humiliating.
Okay, after you guys show me these videos, we should play a game where we all open our TikToks and we do the first three videos we're served.
Well, what we were going to do is ask what our embarrassing thing that we actually like is.
Let's go.
Okay, so this is a man on TikTok. I'm not going to tell you what he does. I'm just going to play the first video, and you'll get it.
Great.
Okay? Right. Here we go.
Try a little trick real quick. All right, what you need to do is just place one hand like this. Just trust me, just for a second. Okay, just place it right there, gently. Okay, in 3, 2. Squeeze.
Okay, that's not the one I thought it was. That one is bad, but basically this guy's a TikTok
dog. Slut. I'm just kidding. We're gonna be doing a staring contest. You ready? Count of 3, 2, 1. Come on, you know you need to practice right here. Don't look away. Madame, so we don't blink. Don't worry about what's going on down here and what's in my hand. What I want you to worry
definitely
about
has
is keeping eye contact here
wings over
and then
his
breathing
dick
when you feel it.
Listen.
Feel what?
Shh. No.
Oh, he's doing the vibrator.
No!
He's doing the vibrator sound.
No, dude. Oh. This guy stinks on ice.
No, dude.
Hold
this for another 10 all right, seconds.
So he's doing a countdown.
The vibrator sound is going.
Okay, we are all in agreement.
4, 3.
That this dude 2, is only his videos 1. Are only consumed by dudes.
Oh, gay
yeah
dudes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, I bet he has a shit ton of followers, and
but
I bet
no,
if you looked at his ratio of male to female,
Toby,
it would
I've
be dominant.
I looked at the comments, and it's all girls being like, when will my day
those
come?
Those are all Russian whore bots. Those are just slutty fucking AI.
Dude, yeah. So for those of you who just listen to the podcast, first of all, get on YouTube. What are
come
you doing?
On.
Subscribe to the pod.
Subscribe to the YouTube. But what this guy is a TikTok dom, and he is telling you to make eye contact with your screen and then holding a vibrator.
It's yeah definitely his electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
Out yeah of screen and telling you to take a deep breath and hold eye contact with him while he jerks your clit off or whatever.
Doing a seductive eye contact directly into camera is really mentally ill.
Yeah, he does this thing where he goes, now put your forehead against the screen, and he kisses the camera.
Oh,
that guy,
it makes my blood run cold. Yeah.
That guy films himself fucking just to watch him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
and what's really a bummer is this guy would be hot if he wasn't doing this.
I know.
You think so?
Like,
yes,
based on the way he looks.
Yeah.
Not his personality.
The quarter pink eyebrow?
Yeah, whatever.
Reviving.
Come on,
yeah,
what
Lizzie
are we doing?
Will fuck everybody, anybody.
Lizzie will fuck
come on,
anybody.
Yeah. He's got a pulse, it's fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's, why would I ever be confused
yeah
or outraged
yeah
by that? That's insane.
You're like, this guy?
That's insane.
Yeah. The guy with, he has a Joker smile tattooed on his hand right here, so he can do this. That stinks.
Oh, God.
That stinks on ice.
Yeah.
But I do think TikTok gave that to me, like, hey, you slutty bitch. Do you like this?
That speaks volumes of what you're, man. Because TikTok is, voice crack. How about that?
TikTok? We're going to ignore it.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't? Yeah. Why would you?
Yeah. That's okay. Well, I didn't even really notice, is worse.
It's like a fumble in football. You guys got to dive on that ball. Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah, yeah. Come on.
We have such important things to cover, though.
Sorry, Toby, what were you saying?
And that hat, too. That looks like that is your voice.
Yeah.
I look like...
I'm going to come.
In the captain's hat, I look like World of T-Shirts.
You look like World of Shirts.
Yeah. Who I saw.
Wow.
You did?
In real life, yeah.
If you don't know who World of Shirts is, he's a TikTok personality who's definitely he's some sort of mentally not all there. Right?
And he's hammered drunk
all the
time.
And he's hammered drunk all the time, making a scene in New York City.
I love that.
He stinks. On ice.
I do
think. But also he needs help.
So my guy is a section of TikTok that I'm not proud that is being served to me, but it is kind of what you just mentioned, which is mentally ill people who are doing the work in front of everybody else.
I'm also on that section of TikTok, and I call it people who shouldn't have a phone.
Yeah, yeah. And you're watching it being like, I can't look away.
It feels good. It's like, do you ever watch Hoarders or My Strange Addiction so that you don't feel so bad about yourself?
Yeah. It's this or it's I like drink. That. What do we want, folks?
This is fine. You know what? Drink.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's relapse on the pod.
So, do you guys have relapse fantasies?
All the time. Yeah.
I play relapse fantasy draft all the time.
Yeah. What is your... Yes.
Dive bar.
Yeah.
Jameson rocks.
Yeah.
Before it comes over, I take a Xanax. I drink the whole thing at once, and then we let the night take us where it takes us.
That's what's funny about that's the reality of how it would go for me. Because in my head, it's always, I'm on a boat.
No.
I'm on a boat, and it's classy, and I'm with incredibly successful people, and it's like, mama, I made it. I've gotten here. We can go. But the reality is, it would be alone, dive bar.
Yeah.
Jameson. High life bottle.
Yeah.
Do you fall off the boat in the fantasy?
What's up? Do I fall off the
boat? Yeah.
No, I kill
just
it.
Just the
way. I'm in a suit that fits me. Never worn a suit that fit me my entire life.
Yeah, totally.
Just completely unrealistic.
Yeah.
And then you leave the boat and they're like, that fucking guy.
Fucking guy.
And then you
fucking
hear them and you're like,
can't handle his liquor.
I was fucking killing it.
And I'm like, no, The Rock.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're on the same level.
No, Mr. Dwayne Johnson.
No, we're bros. I thought we were bros.
You're in a circular life raft. No, come back. Yeah.
Horribly sunburned.
Mine is. I know where mine is because there's an Irish dive bar that is under the train
in Astoria.
Yeah, and it's called like Magoolican's.
I almost got a job there.
Real? Oh, you'd be dead if you got a job there now. You would absolutely
I'd be dead.
And just me and a bunch of old men who are just. Getting liver cirrhosis.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to them being like, fucking, everyone dies. What is the point?
Yeah, and then I fuck one of them.
Yeah. Oh, just John Goodman with a face tattoo.
Yeah,
oh,
my God.
What do you mean, my dream man?
Yeah, dude. That's my fantasy.
Jelly roll?
Jelly roll is so tight.
Yeah.
I fuck with Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I let Jelly Roll do whatever
I am trying to hang. That guy seems awesome.
Yeah, I know. He seems real fun.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, mine's never classy. Mine's never going to be a classy thing. Mine's
who am I kidding?
Bathed in shame. But I like that you go classy. It makes me respect you a lot. But I'm not.
Nope, I'm not going to relapse at a wedding or a cocktail party.
Too many witnesses. Too many people will try to stop it.
This is what I'm saying. I am going to lose my phone in a sewer, wander into the nearest dive bar, and ruin my fucking life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm like, boat with champagne. It's like, I used to drink and it would just be a glass of vodka with ice and a glass of Mountain Dew, and I would just fucking...
I would do that with strawberry kiwi Snapple.
Gross.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I did once...
I'm gross.
Also look like Jamiroquai in that hat.
Which is an artist I have very deeply respect.
I think I look like Cameron in the pink outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you look like the ringleader of a ska circus.
Yeah, that's right.
I threw my vape. I laughed so hard. It's gone forever now.
Yeah, I used to do original Four Loko cut with vodka.
Hello.
Which was the drunkest I've ever been in my life. Original, the like brain
damage.
That's
the real
Four
shit.
Loko, yeah.
When you put vodka in a regular drink, we used to call it fortifying.
Yeah.
Fortifying the castle.
Yeah, dude.
I used to drink half of Mike's Hard and then fill the rest with lemonade flavored Svedka.
Oh, that's lemonade flavored Svedka.
And now you just suck Derek soft.
Yeah. And now you just let really bad people come who don't deserve it.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so let me bring my
Derek
guy up.
Soft.
Yeah. So my guy is his name is Tony Chase. I actually found Tony Chase on Instagram and then I did a crossover to TikTok.
Right.
And he's
Can we guess his niche?
Sure, please.
She already
go
told
ahead.
Me, so you guess.
Yeah.
I was gonna guess like finance bro realtor.
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong. So
it does sound like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it does sound like that, which is what I like about this guy, because he's a misdirect, because he also has an account called Tony Chase Business.
Hello.
Which is his most followed account. And this guy is just a schizophrenic in a basement telling people that satellites are shooting laser beams, which are destroying his teeth. And
is not financial advice, but the apocalypse is coming.
Yes.
Legally, I can't tell you what to do with your money, but bury it.
I'm gonna introduce you with a visual image so you can really see what I'm getting into.
Okay, sick.
This is Tony in his basement.
Yeah.
With a hockey mask on. If there's any TikTok person that I think has killed people, it's definitely this guy.
Yeah.
And then here's Tony with a clear mask on.
Oh, Tony sucks.
Yeah, Tony's so scary. And Tony's the type of thing where, like, I watch it at night and then I get scared and I have to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
So
I also am on Make You Scared TikTok, which is just like creepy figure in the back of a room
God.
Photo.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
And then you're sitting in the dark in your room and you're like, I'm scared.
All right, so here's Tony.
And it's that song that's like, yo, ho, you know that one?
I hate
you
that song.
You crazy bitch. That is cutting also.
Yeah.
So this is Tony talking about his teeth, I believe, or the satellite man is how he refers to the people who are hurting him.
Okay, that.
And that fucking satellite man's still hitting me in the teeth when I'm eating my salad. And they've caused damage to the inside there of my cheek. This man thinks he's funny. Isn't it interesting, somebody might say, about how much these government people have been able to cover up these types of abuses in America? It's kind of strange, isn't it?
Broken clock, dude.
Yeah.
Is the satellite man maybe like a pumpkin seed?
A what? Because
he was like, it keeps hitting me in the tooth when I eat salad. Could it maybe be like a little crunchy thing?
That's the world I want to live in, but really it's not. So here's another one.
Guys doing this is very important in reference to the crimes of dirty government people trying to call me Robert Ray. The Royal Protocol does not represent Robert Ray. The Royal Protocol is a representation of my birth name and my identity. They need to put pictures of Robert Ray on the internet. Robert Ray from the Ray family in Indianapolis or wherever their family's at. I don't know.
Indianapolis or
alike.
Wherever.
We don't
Ray
sound
family.
Alike. We're not the same height or the same body weight and not even the same body structure. Hey, Tito Jackson, how you doing? And hello, celebrities in Hollywood and celebrity females that I dated in Hollywood.
Oh.
You know I'm not Robert Ray. These people keep trying to call me Robert Ray, and most of these people probably know Robert Ray. But Robert Ray is not me.
Well,
so in reference to females that dated me in Hollywood or celebrity females or supermodels, and actresses or people that know me from the music industry or TV or movies or 90210 or Melrose Place or Babylon 5.
These are or the neighborhoods
TV
broken
show.
Into houses.
Yeah. Need some of them to make a comment. Have you ever seen pictures of Robert Ray? We don't look nothing alike.
Yeah, because you have no
teeth. So in reference to these government people trying to call me Robert Ray, celebrities and the Screen Actors Union needs to file murder charges against the American audience for trying to call me Robert Ray.
Well, that's a good way for your comment section to only ever refer you as Robert.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I also commented once. Like, I get
commented?
I get, oh, yeah. I get deep with this shit. I was on the
Instagram. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't follow any of what that guy was saying. Yeah.
The fact that you speak the language enough to comment is so concerning.
Of course I do. I'm bipolar. I'm like, hello, friend.
Yeah. You're like, I see me and you.
Yeah.
That makes sense to Andrew.
I know about... No questions here.
I know
here.
About Mr. Laserbeam.
Don't get me started on Robert Ray.
Oh, my God.
No, I commented because people were talking about it in the comments. I'm not the only person who's in for the sick pop. And mm-hmm. I was like... I commented like... Are you guys watching this because this guy is all fucked up? And some guy was like, yeah, you stupid bitch. I was like, all right, well, we're doing the same thing. So, like, I get in enough with my mentally ill TikTok people that I'm, like, having discourse with
You're
other
in the community.
People. I'm in the community, yeah.
I'm an observer from the outside.
Yeah, I'm getting
I've deep. Done a I've done an experiment with TikTok where I don't comment or like anything.
Okay.
Just to see if the accurate if the algorithm what it'll still serve me.
Is it mostly they is nail it, mostly it. Big booty bitches?
None. Whoa. I have an incredibly non-horny TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'll pop it up.
Is a lie Toby just told us on the podcast?
No, sure.
No,
up.
I believe it.
Hang on, where is it? Here. So what do we got? It's a movie trailer. We got some I don't know what
we
the
have
fuck
a
this
baby.
Is. Baby. This is fairly nice. Oh, rave. I get a lot of rave material.
Oh, interesting.
And then like podcast clips and then like movie stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very, no, not horny at all. No big movies.
My question
nothing.
For the table is,
yeah.
What is the thing TikTok feeds you that you like that you would be ashamed for other people to know you're getting?
Easy answer.
All right.
Yes.
Let's go.
Professional Call of Duty clips.
Tough.
Oh, yeah.
That's
tough.
No.
And you love them?
I love it.
Are they Twitch streaming while they're doing it?
A lot of clips from Twitch streams.
Got
a lot of
it.
Clips from like Call of Duty tournaments
sure,
and shit
sure.
like that. I know all the guys who are at the top.
You know the guys?
Yeah. I know all the shout out Optic, baby, Green Wall. Let's go.
Oh shout God. Out to Optic over here.
Have you seen the guy who's a former actual sniper?
The old man?
The old man.
I love
I do
him.
Like that guy.
That guy's tight.
That guy is awesome.
That guy, he's like
I mean,
Grandpa Snipes
he
or
probably,
something.
He probably killed a civilian or whatever in real life, but that
according
guy's
According to Tony
sick
Chase
TikTok.
Business, that guy works for Crooked Government.
Probably,
and
yeah.
So, I don't know about that.
Can I throw out my little defense of competitive video games?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
To our mostly female audience.
Yeah. No, for real. Because I think I thought it was the dumbest shit ever for the longest time. You're going to watch people play video games, mm-hmm. you fucking dork.
Yeah.
And then I saw this like three or four panel comic, like a almost like funny pages style of a kid sitting in a chair eating popcorn watching a Twitch stream. And his dad walks in and is like, what are you watching games you aren't even playing? That's dumb. And then the next panel is the kid walking into the living room and the dad is watching football.
Yeah,
I was
totally
like, oh,
yeah, totally.
Oh, it's the same.
I will say this in defense of professional video game guys.
They're rich.
Every guy that I've ever dated plays video games too much.
Yeah, you'll fuck
at least these people are making a fucking job out of it.
Yeah. What is too much? What is playing video games too much?
Just like if I'm at your house,
yes.
If I'm
That's
a woman,
rude.
A human woman at your house,
correct,
and you can't put it down to fuck me.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah. That is tough. I don't play games when I've. Even like friends or any, no guests.
I don't
the
care
house.
How much you do it when I'm not there. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I
get that you have to do something with your hands. I get it.
Yeah, and it's also as long as it occupies the same like entertainment time that a movie or
TV.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because that would it is singular. So yeah, it's like a movie you can
but
watch
the amount
together.
Of times I've had to lay in some loser's bed looking at TikTok while he plays video games is like you asked me to come over.
Yeah that's whack. I would,
and like
I can't
also I don't want to watch. Oh, I don't want to watch the screen recording of a cool thing you did earlier today.
Yeah.
You've had guys show clips?
Yeah.
That is They're for your nerd group chat.
I know. Yeah. It is not for, it's not for the girls.
Yeah. I wouldn't even admit to my normal homies that I have that I have clips.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what? I got a bunch of them.
And I know you do because I date these guys.
Yeah. Does this quad kill get your pussy wet? Like, what are you doing,
and
dude?
And then I have to hear you like get excited. You know, because they like record the sound too. I have to hear you do like a, let's go.
Oh, that's tough.
It makes me sick, dude. Yeah. It makes me fully
sick.
Tough.
Yeah, that's like if I went to a girl's house and she made me watch a makeup tutorial.
Yeah. Yes, it's this exactly
is-
the same thing.
Yeah, what? Like, it's so selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
this is not for us. Yeah. This isn't a shared experience.
No, this is your private little secret time.
Mm-hmm.
I have two things. I have a few things, actually.
What do you got?
That TikTok feeds me that I secretly like. One of them is... Okay. One of them is Korean people who work in offices getting their lunch. They get a metal tray, they go to a buffet, they get their lunch, and I watch every single one of them.
Like in Korea?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, the other culture stuff is tight.
Yeah, but it's like that.
It's the same every day, and I watch the whole thing, and it's an AI voice being like, eggplant with mung bean. And I just like can't get enough of it for some reason.
Do you think it's like because it's like complete and self-contained?
I think, something in the... And the trays are like sectioned.
Yeah.
So like the rice has a little section.
Fuck yeah.
The eggplant with mung bean has a little section. The fish flavored pork has a little section.
Yeah.
These are the real things that the video says they're eating. I'm not like making racist things
up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the like long bean has a little section. And then the vegetable soup has a little spot on the tray. It's cute.
Are you a fairly messy person in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like.
I'm not dirty, but I am messy.
It's almost like organizational porn.
Yeah. It's a little clean. Talk.
Yeah, I really like
that. I don't necessarily like these. Mm-hmm. Andrea knows about these. I don't like these, but I guess I watch them enough that TikTok thinks I do, so maybe I do. God, this is so embarrassing. Okay, I get the videos that are like, it'll be like...
This is the bravest thing you've
ever
done.
It'll be like a witch, but like you don't see her. You just see like a tarot card, and it's text. And there's a noise frequency, like a pinging. And the text says something along the lines of, sound frequencies are real.
Yep.
He's coming back to you.
Yep.
Interact 3 times and use this sound or he'll never love you again.
It's like chain letter tactics.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I've been down bad enough that I've on my private, no one can see a video.
Oh, did you do the drafts? Sound. Oh,
wow,
buddy.
Yeah. That was a really dark time in my life.
Yeah. That's really tough. That's tough. Yeah, I also get
into... Because here's the thing, I'm superstitious, and you know I get into magical thinking in a way that's not good for me.
Damn, I didn't know you were a dumb bitch.
Yeah. I'm a dumb bitch.
She's a stupid astrology bitch.
So the only time I used it was the one... There was one that was like, he'll come back to you, sound frequencies are real, but if you skip this, your mom will die.
That's picking on people with OCD.
And I had to do it because I didn't want to kill my mommy.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say you hate your mom and you're like, fuck that bitch.
No, I had to use it.
We got her.
I was like, if something happens, it'll be all my fault. So I had to do it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, bonus, if I use it, he's going to come back to me.
Sick. Yeah, hell yeah.
They never come back.
They never. It's never worked.
I'm just smoking a cigarette. I get into these magical ladies too, but I get into like I'm in a beef with another magical lady.
I also like that.
That's one of my favorites. Like it opens up with like, I had a hex and these are the 10 things I did. And this bit, I get into like women fighting a lot. Like, or women with big nails who are like, if you fucking come at me again, or baby mama ladies who are like, my baby daddy fucking here and you text me and you say, and this fucking bitch that you're fucking, she thinks you're not going,
you know what else I'm obsessed with? People who are shitting on their current husband.
Love it.
People who make a TikTok that's like, I just can't get my husband to do the dishes and I have a newborn and I'm nursing and he hasn't held the baby once. It's been alive for 80 days and he won't clean the kitchen. Does anyone have any advice? And it's like, doesn't he like see this?
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy to post on the internet.
And also, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Also, I do believe you, but I think that
If someone doesn't touch your baby after 80 days, they're no longer your husband. Yeah. What are we talking about?
I'm like, I believe you, but I think you picked a terrible husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, does he love trains?
Right. It could be that. Yeah. It could be that.
Yeah.
Or like, I like saw a TikTok of a lady that was like, my husband's at his bachelor party this weekend and he's not texting me back and I think he's cheating on me and I'm having trouble dealing with my own anxiety. And it's like, your husband follows you on TikTok.
Yeah. Also, he for sure is. Get over it, lady.
It was a boyfriend. And it's like, you're going to let him see this? This is for the girls only group chat.
Yeah.
You do not post this on TikTok. It's a lot of women that don't have female friends.
Yeah, because I would stop you.
Yeah, you would stop me.
Yeah, there's like a push in case of emergency type thing that where you're like, buddy,
I'm coming over.
You got to pull that down.
Yeah. We're pulling the ripcord. Yeah.
Well, that really hits my cringe button when people really overshare.
It gets my.
You know what I love though? When people choose to overshare and then there's like three likes and I'm like, oh, you did that for three likes?
Oh, you wasted that on this?
Oh, risk versus reward, my dude.
Oh my God. The funniest thing that's ever happened, friend of the podcast, future guest, Joe Nunick, posted a sketch where he had to wear a unitard and you could see his ding ding being smushed down and it was just like the worst angle of it that's ever existed. And he has like, he posts sketches a lot, so most of them get at least like a few thousand likes. Yeah. Like a bad one will get a few thousand likes. He posted this one with basically his dick out and it got 103 likes. And I've never laughed harder at anything in my whole life in his face. Like to post, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, you put your soft dick.
These people
dick
are
on the
posting their soft dick on the internet for 100 likes.
Yeah.
Kill yourself. I know.
To have
respectfully kill the fuck out of yourself. Yeah. That's insane.
When you have a trauma that deep that you can't recycle into good content, kill yourself.
Oh, you know what else I love? Things that are like, get ready with me to go to my father's court hearing.
Yeah. Big time.
Get ready with me to testify against my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I am along for the ride. Dude.
I would love to see get ready for me to represent myself in court.
Yeah.
She's wearing an express blazer.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was thinking like a guy in a trailer.
A dusty guy.
That also works.
Let's take a quick break and then I think close this out. Should we... Because we've been humiliating other people, I think it's time to put me on the chopping block. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. And we're back. Shout out to Joe Nunick and his pathetic little penis.
Whoa! Oh my goodness!
Just kidding. It was soft.
No, it's regular.
I bet you it's beautiful.
I'm sure it's I can tell by his personality that it's regular.
Yeah.
I think
Toby's got a nice piece.
Yeah, I think based on energy alone, I think Toby has
quiet
a nice
confidence.
Piece.
Toby? Yeah.
What do you got going over there?
All right. Yeah, I don't want to make
confirmed.
You I'm making you vulnerable because I'm about to be vulnerable. All right, so I keep all my stand-up books, which is insane. And I used to write bits out word for word, which I no longer do. And I found a bit from first year comedy that at the time I thought was so fucking good. Like I remember
being
this is it. I'm gonna spit bars, Comedy Central next month.
Yeah.
To be clear, I was a drunk nightmare and I also was screaming like all the time. Like people were like, you're one of the crazy people.
Okay, few contextual. We need to paint the picture, set the scene.
Yes.
How old were you and where were you living?
25
in New York.
And New York.
You started in New York?
Yeah, we both did.
And Mike is laughing because he met this woman. Mike,
you can
testify that I was one of the scarier people.
I knew about you before. I don't think we really knew each other until you had
that's
gotten
tough.
Sober.
That's tough.
I knew about you.
That's tough. People
you were
talking
you were
shit.
Around.
That's what they call in the busy. Yikes.
That's a three.
It was like Creek in the Cave. It was like Creek in the Cave days.
Yeah,
where
of course.
I knew that you were the tall chick wearing a fur.
Yeah.
And anytime at the early on when I asked, people were like, "She's a little, you know, she's a little."
You
nutty.
Are getting guess who stinks.
I think
No one ever. I don't remember anybody ever saying anything bad about you. I just remember
like
people saying like,
words.
"You're at that time
nuts.
You were
yeah."
Nuts.
They're like that chick is nuts. Fuck her, but don't tell anyone.
Right,
and that's also the Creek in the Cave, which is like all the inmates at Arkham being like that lady's crazy.
especially then,
when the fucking Riddler is like when she gets brown in her like brown liquor, it's no good.
Dude, we're talking like 2014.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Around
yeah.
then,
yeah,
2013, 2014. 2014. It was a real circus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a legend. What can I say? That's what I tell myself at night. All right. So this is a bit. Should I just read it out verbatim?
Yeah.
Definitely.
First.
And you don't get to like stop and be like, I thought this would be like, you don't get to do anything. You don't get to defend any of this.
Hit me on the nose with the newspaper. We're going to do it. I think I may be an alcoholic.
This is a bit, right?
It's like I measure the cost of everything in my little booze hound system. Like, for instance, if something is $20, in my head it's like a good dive bar, that's like five drinks. It's just live.
That's so funny, because in my head I was like, I mean, for like $12, you can get a fifth.
Right.
Vodka.
Me too. I immediately started doing the math. I was like, what bar are we going to?
Yeah, I was like, bar? No, we're going to go to Jewel and we're going to get New Amsterdam.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fuck?
I love booze. I love it. Don't even give me.
I love booze. I love it. You are so ripping stand-up cadence.
I know.
Like, I love booze. I love it. And you wrote it out. Would you do the thing where you would put in parentheses pause?
Yes.
No shot.
Yes. And I would, after every.
I dated a guy who I saw his notebook and it said lots of energy.
Oh, it's so.
Oh, wow.
And just to read it, Lizzie would fuck anybody. All right. Anyways.
Oh, boy. We're on you right now.
Yeah, yeah. Don't even get me started on open bars. That's fucking Christmas for me.
Oh, God.
I love hearing
what a weak analogy.
I go up there, guns blazing, like I will have one Long Island iced tea for myself and five double vodka sodas for my friends. But you don't see any friends around me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm just going to carry all these like a retard T-Rex.
All right. Now that got me.
What a terrible.
There's one winner in
there. The R word on the podcast.
I mean, it's crazy that people say that the great American novel hasn't been written. Because let me tell you, we got chapter one right here.
Wait. In parentheses, mime carrying the drinks and sipping.
Mime carrying the drinks and sipping. Oh, buddy.
Final line.
Wait, that's a note?
Yes, that was a note.
The punchline was the act out of sipping the drinks? Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I love a written act
Man,
out.
You know who stinks.
You know who stinks.
Final line. Love it. Love booze.
Love it. Love booze.
Special Netflix, give it to me now.
God, you wanted to be Doug Stanhope so fucking bad.
I know.
And this is so what somebody who's bad at comedy thinks he's doing.
I know. Oh, I'm crying.
God,
oh,
that's
my God.
Really bad.
It's not great.
It's crazy how much if that girl walked into a comedy show right now, I'd never be her
We'd
friend.
We'd hate her. I would never be her friend. I was awful. No. Internalized misogyny, saying retard as a punchline.
Oh, my God. That's really, it's unbelievable that you didn't know, A, that you were an alcoholic, and B, that you have bipolar disorder. Because to look at that and go, Comedy Central next week.
That's fine.
That's manic. Yeah. That's a manic episode. Yeah.
What is internalized misogyny? Because that sounds like just the worst diagnosis you could get from a doctor. Yeah.
You are.
Oh, it's inside me.
You have terminal misogyny.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and diagnose you with pick me bitch with a drinking problem.
I'm going to diagnose you with guys girl brain rot. Oh, fuck.
Internalized misogyny is like when you like hate other women on behalf of men. You're like, oh, yeah, they're stupid. But I'm
I thought that was just
I'm
women.
A cool. Whoa, not on my podcast. Even,
we're the first two women to love women.
I
famously get along with all women.
But I was so different back then that I'm like, what am I doing now? That is this. I hope nothing. I was also 25.
I know. That is so scary. Think about, like, so you were 20. So that was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So to think about 10 years from now, looking at the stuff I'm doing and being like, oh God, being like, I said on a podcast I'd fuck anybody.
Yeah,
just watching these clips going,
I have a daughter.
Watching clips for the pod, being like, that's where a little much.
Yeah.
That's where a choice. That's where a choice.
My daughter Faith can't see this.
My daughter's gonna go to high school and people are gonna see me saying I'd fuck anybody with a Jamiroquai hat.
Do you want kids?
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
But
no,
any
no.
Every
no.
you know,
you think I should replicate this DNA after what you just heard? No, this ends here. This ends here.
Man, you should get tax rates like a church.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah. I feel like I always am like, I'm never having kids, but 10 years ago I was like, I said 3 years ago I said on a podcast I'll never quit drinking.
Yeah.
There should be a program where the government, you take a test.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you score below a certain thing, they give you money not to have kids.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that fixes 100%.
Society. This might be eugenics a little bit, but that's okay.
The problem with it is that we can't trust the government, according to Tony Chase.
Yeah.
It's like, is it going to be like, are you black? And then we do it. But in spirit, I agree with you 1,000%.
Or I think if you are like, I don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
That's the best
thing
you can do.
You should be able to opt in.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do for your carbon footprint.
Yeah.
So just like, give me some money.
I think if I submitted that bit to the government, not only should they give me money for therapy, they should also give me a stipend for never having children.
Yeah.
You'd be taken out of here in a straitjacket.
I was going to say, they're going to put you in a rubber room.
Yeah.
And be like, you live here now. This is your life and your home.
Okay, Mike, in defense of me, I feel like when I actually talked to people, like off stage, I was fairly normal.
By the time you and I had met, I didn't think anything. I liked you pretty much right away.
I liked you right away,
I didn't
away
think
too, yeah.
there was any kind of like, wow. I mean, there were times where I was like, she's like kind of like a lunatic.
Right.
But in like a loving way.
Sure.
Not in a way where it's just like, how is this person functioning?
Yeah.
I'll say this. I missed this era of Andrea.
Oh, we did.
But when you met me, I was in this era
I
of
know.
Andrea.
And I was like, I have this young friend I really like, but have to keep it at arm's length for my
because
mental
she's
health.
A drunk nightmare screaming about bullshit on stage.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of that.
To everything, there's a season, my friends.
Yeah, we're all going to be okay. I'm going to have a daughter named Faith.
You are going to have a daughter named Faith.
I mean, I'm currently considering Captain's Hat as like a legitimate day-to-day.
Yeah, I like it.
I love that for you.
I'm going to go ahead.
Not a lot of guys. There are a lot of guys that if they did Captain's Hat day-to-day, it would make me hate them. Mm-hmm. But I think you're fun enough that it's okay.
Yeah.
The problem, though, I feel like if I was to be Captain Hat guy, that would confirm the bias of people who don't like me. They'd be like, I knew he was that fucking guy. Yeah.
I also met a Captain Hat guy recently who wasn't funny about it, and that took the wind right
that's
out of my
insane.
Sails.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
He walked into a comedy club, and I went, hat? You know?
Yeah, of course.
Because if you can roast someone with one word, that's pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I went, hat?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I'm a DJ. And I was like, oh, you're bad. You're bad news.
Tough sell. Yeah. Bad news.
Not good. But I think I'll wear this hat if you wear that hat.
Yeah. No deal. No dice.
Yeah. The captain's hat is riskier than this. You're a girl. You're a girl. We girls can do whatever fun stuff and no one gets to say anything.
I don't
except
that
for
is
other
not
girls
my
behind
experience
our back.
Of being a girl stand up comedian. I can't wear a dress without people being like, oh,
it's
because
you
well
hang out with boys.
Pussy out Cassidy.
Yeah. But you hang out with boys, and I hang out with Brooklyn alt freaks. So
yeah.
I could wear, you know.
Yeah, I hang out with regular boys, not good ones.
Yeah, she hangs out with funny guys.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. Eat shit, Brooklyn alt comedy scene.
Oh, my God. What is it? Giving?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Look at your head moving around like a bobble.
Oh, man. You're really pulling up to this open mic on that unicycle, huh, buddy?
Yeah. Well, folks, it's been a fucking wonderful time.
What a blast.
Toby McScruffin, Timber McDuffin, can't come up with a third. You are fantastic.
I had so much fun.
Is
thanks so much for having me.
Where can people find you, follow you, all the things?
You can follow me on Instagram. It's my only social media, at toby.mcmullen, and then listen to Are You Garbage? It's a great show.
Art it is a great show.
Is one of my
we're
favorites.
We're both fans.
Yeah, huge fan. Lizzie, what about you? Where can they find
you?
You
can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. It's a comedy podcast about near-death experiences. That's it.
Follow me at AndreaComedy69 and check out our YouTube channel. I cannot stress enough how much fun we're having over at YouTube.
Yeah.
And we're moving up with the subscribers. Help some
bitches
out.
And honestly, we could use the girls.
Yeah.
The girls and the gays.
Or call us fat if you want. Just be there.
Or call us fat.
Yeah.
You can call us fat.
Engagement's engagement. I mean, the show looks great. The set's
you.
Fun. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah, if you want to call us fugly fat girls, that's okay.
That's fine.
If you need that.
Yeah.
If you need that in your bones, yeah. That's fine with me.
See you next fucking week.
Bye. I was going to say...